Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Bessie here at the round table with mothers and daughters around the world. Thank you for joining us this morning. I tell you, it's an interesting morning. It's becoming Saturday morning real quick these days. It seems as if before we know it, it's Saturday morning. But thank God we're alive and everything is well and things are moving quickly and positively, can't complain at all. Do I want things to move quicker? Yes. That's the old nature in you. You want to do it quicker and faster and better. You know, everybody wants the instant microwave effect. But that's not the way God moves. He moves in his own time, according to his own plan, and with whom he chooses. So we all have a role to play. We just have to know that with that role, be ready, because you never know when you're going to be called to come up front and present your presentation before the Father. So with that being said, I'm going to go over here and see if we can find Frida here.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Oh, good morning. I am excited. Yeah. God is good.
Yes.
How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Praise you, Jesus.
I can say some other things, but I'm just going to say I'm doing good.
Okay. All is well.
It's good is what I'm saying. It's like
That sounds like overflow good.
Yeah, overflow good. You know, you got
exceedingly abundantly.
Yeah. Thank God. So here we go. Could you give us the prayer this morning?
Yes, I'll be honored to. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, you're worthy of our praise, oh God. We honor you. We give you the praise because you're worthy. You're more than worthy. We thank you for another day, oh Father God, that your grace and mercy, oh Father God, you kept us, oh God, while we were asleep, oh Father God, and the angels camped around us, oh God, for our protection, oh God, and we bless you for that. We thank you, God, for optimum health, oh God, each and every day. We declare and decree that over our life, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for every mother and daughter, oh God, and even the sons and uncles and everybody, oh Father God. We thank you, God, for the grandparents and the stepchildren and the stepmothers, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father. We thank you for joy, unspeakable joy, for the joy of the Lord is our strength, oh God. Strengthen those, oh Father God, that are weak, oh Father God, that are weary, oh God, on the line, oh God, for pressures and things and deadlines and monies and things that they might not have, oh, Father God. But, Lord, you know we can stand on your word, oh, Father, that you're very present help in time of trouble. So we thank you, God. We bless your name. We thank you, God. We speak peace, oh, God, shalom, oh, Father God, over their minds and every part of their body, oh, Father God. Let God, you arise, oh, God, in our life, oh, God, that we can do a work, oh, Father God, for kingdom business, oh, God, for the communities and families and around the world, oh, God. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor because it's due unto you, oh, God. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you, Father God, for our leaders, oh, Father God, in South Florida and North Carolina and all around, even for our sisters, oh, God, in Louisiana, oh, Father God, are still recovering, oh, Father God, from the floods there, oh, Father God, that you will strengthen each and every person, oh, Father God. Have your face to shine upon us, oh, Father God. And we know that nothing is too great or too hard for you, that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all anything we ask or think, oh, God, according to God, Ephesians 3:20, oh, God. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I'll get right back with you. Okay. All right. That's a wrap-up right there. No matter what you are going through, I think Trita kind of hit on everything that most of us are going through. Let's see. I have somebody on. Oh, I have Cynthia on.
Good morning.
I didn't realize I had you on. I think I got Peter still on too. I didn't click on the wrong. I clicked on the wrong button, but it's the right button. How you doing this morning?
I'm absolutely awesome. Just determined, God, to just keep it moving. Keep it moving in His direction, and everything is gonna be everything, and it's gonna be all right. How are you guys this morning? Everybody's sounding so perky and cheerful, and just
thank you,
just grateful. We just sound grateful. And I think that's huge.
Well, what I want to do this morning is something a little different. We've been doing the 45-minute thing for the last couple of weeks, so we're going to do it today and then tomorrow, next week, because next week we go into our session at, I think it's 11 o'clock. So I figure we'll go ahead and wrap it out with these. It needs to do a full hour today and then have one show off because they can all wrap in together. That way we can do the same next week, and then the next week we'll continue back. So today when I say we're going to wrap it up, I'll kind of let you all know. But I'm going to open this up today so we can have a general conversation, and I'll come back to that as soon as I get into my part. Then I'll come back and I'll open up, and we're going to talk like we're talking right now. And I want to finish what you were talking about last week. I want to finish that part of the conversation. All right? I'll be right back.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, listeners, so what we are doing this morning, we are going to continue with the conversation from last week as a part two. And for the listeners out there, I just gave an explanation of what we're going to do so that we'll have the whole four-week series doing the same schedule because it's, some of them are part one and part two, and I don't want one to be a little longer than the other. So we're going to map them on out in next week. What I would like for everybody to know, we talked about it let me see if I can get to my piece here. Right here. We are going to be in Orlando next Saturday morning this time. God is moving. We are going to be in Sister Frida's territory. She's hosting the Mother and Daughter Love Conference there, and it's going to be at the Inspire Center, center/church. And the address is 207 Cimarron Commercial Plaza, that's Cimoran Commercial Plaza in Apopka, Florida, 32703. So I'll say this again. If you need to get tickets or you need to get there, you can email us at drbessie1@gmail.com. Tell everybody you know if you don't live in the area, call somebody in Orlando. It's about 20 miles from Orlando, so it's just a little short drive to Apopka. And we used to drive in anyway. You know, you drive a little farther than that to go to the mall. So that's not a long distance. And I'll give you the highlights on Friday, October the 21st, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., is how to stop codependency using the Word of God. Cynthia is going to present that. And then we have how to create blessed, beautiful buttons for daughters ages 7 to 12. And Frida's going to be going to do that workshop. So Saturday morning when you come in, we're going to start at 11. That way we can do the show on Saturday mornings. And I kind of came up with, you know, stop saying 10 o'clock because we have the 10 o'clock show. And that way we can always do the show and then go right into whatever presentation or workshops we have. So that's going to be our schedule basically from now on, 11 to 3. So 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., creating your best mother and daughter relationship. that is, you're going to find out how to do that, how to maintain that relationship, and how to do it all in love. So that's next Friday and Saturday, October the 21st and October the 22nd at the Inspire, INSPIRE Center/Church, 207 Cimarron Commercial Plaza, Opaca, Florida, 32703. Information, email me at drbessie1, D-R-B-E-S-S-I-E, the number one, at Gmail. All right, that's our notice for today. I'll try to get back to it, and we look forward to having you send your people or come. That's what we want you to do. We want you to come. Now let's go to what we're going to be talking about today. I'm so excited. I guess it seems like I'm rambling here, but I'm really not. We have been burning the midnight oil, putting together some things that God has placed in our heart to do. You know, and one thing that I want to say about when you are doing something and it seems right now, this moment, that it just doesn't make sense. You say, just why, God? You know, this doesn't make sense. Well, it doesn't have to make sense to you. It just has to make sense to God, because it's his plan, and he knows what he wants done, and so therefore it makes sense to him. All you got to do is be willing and have faith enough to believe that he knows what he's doing. You know, okay, now he can't lie, and he created me, and I ain't bad myself, so he must know a little something, created the whole world. And just look at his history. Look at his evidence. Look at what he's already done in his creations, including you. And that in itself should create a level of confidence to know, well, I think he knows what he's doing. I think I'm going to believe him. I think I might trust him to just go on and follow through. What other choice do you have? Like a foolish man to go against God. Anyway, I'm Dr. Bessie, and I'm here at the round table, and we're talking to mothers and daughters around the world. Think about that. Think about that. Our faith today, the topic today is the faith of a mother, part two. We had an interesting conversation going last week, and at the very end of our time, we had to taper that part of the conversation, and I said that we would start back with that again this morning because I thought it was relevant for mothers and daughters to hear the story, because it brought a sense of urgency into my faith spirit. Replay that again. And we know about replay. That's why God said faith come by hearing the word of God. And faith come by hearing. Faith come by hearing. Faith don't come by reading or thinking. Faith come by hearing, hearing and hearing the word, hearing the word, hearing the word. So when we repeat things, it's because we are getting it over and over again. Now, I can take you back to the day when you had your favorite song, and when we had those, anybody can relate with me, when you had those records. You know, you didn't have CDs and your phones that you could play music off of. You had a record. I can remember the 45s and then the albums, and, you know, man, you had on an album have 5 or 6 songs, 7 songs, but yours was the 4th one. And when it played, you lift that thing up, and then you go right back and put it back in that same spot so you can hear the 4th one. Because you don't want to hear all of them to get back to your main song. So you just play it over and over, especially when you thought you was in love. And all that was the song that described your love for that person. Boy, you just play that thing over and over again. Well, we're going to do a replay today. We're going to go back, and we're going to recapture some of the things that we talked about last week, because I think it's very important that mothers and daughters, that you hear what I got from it. And I'm going to go here and I'm going to make a couple of notations, and then we're going to move right into that conversation. I'm going to open it up so we'll have an open dialogue and in the conversation. Our topic today is faith come the faith of a mother. I'm going to say something else, moving real fast. The faith of a mother, part two. And Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And so faith is evidence of things hoped for. So you're hoping when you have faith that whatever you desire is going to happen. Even though you don't see it, you got the hope in God's word that his word, your hope is in his word, that his word is true and that it will reveal itself and everything will work according to his word, according to the way that he said it. So you are aligned with hope. Just think about a door. You're standing at the hope door, knowing that when you open that door on the other side will be the evidence of what you are hoping for when you walk through. So faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We hope for certain things. We hope that our children will receive the training that we're giving them. We hope that our children will receive the words that we plant into their minds. So when they leave the home, they will have that evidence of the words of your mouth that you transferred from God through you to them in a time of need. And that's what I kind of got out. That's what I got out of the message last week at the tail end. It was so powerful that I'm thinking, you know, and Cynthia's talking about her son, it's like, okay, this is key. This is key for mothers, for you to get this. That's why when I'm in counseling, for most of you that knows, I'm a Christian clinical psychologist, and when I have my clients, I would tell the mother, don't ever tell your child, your daughter, that if you walk out of this door, sister, you better not ever think about coming back. That's the worst thing you can say to any child, girl or boy, because all they can hear is those last words that you put in their mouth, and they're out on the street, and they don't know where to go. They figure, I can't go back home. She already told me I can't come back. And then pride builds up in them. You don't know what they're going through, and they can't come back to you, and the pimps on the street waiting on the ones that don't have no place to go. I can help you, sister. I got something for you. I can help you put money in your pocket. I can help you live. Oh, it's the dream. It's the words that will penetrate. But your word, when you walk out of this door, don't you even think about coming back. That will kill the spirit of your daughter. And one thing I told my daughter when she walked out, it was she was married. We had that wedding, that dream wedding, and it was a dream wedding. But I told her, look, that key that's on that ring remains there. And I don't care what happens, that key will always open this door. Your room will always be your room. I'm not even going to change it. I'm not making it into a den. I'm not making it into anything else, no library. That is your room. You will always be able to come back to this room. And, of course, she took me up on that a few times. You know, when you first get married and want to have your way, 2 o'clock in the morning, I hear that key lock, unlock that door, and she come in. Are you all right? Yes. You want to talk? No. Go in that room, close the door. Because she knew no matter what happened, she could always come back there. Eventually, she got it. You know, okay, well, I'm going to have to work this out. I told her, you know, you got married. Now you got to stay in the ring. You can't just walk out every time. You got to go through the battle. You got to stand on your position. But if you feel like you stood and you can't, your room is still there. Always leave your heart and your home open for your children. Because when they get out there, they want to prove to you that they're grown and that they can do well. And sometimes, you know, they have to go to God for themselves. And that's what I got from the story last week. And I'm going to wrap this up. I'm just going to give you a few tips right here. It says faith takes believing in God's word. To believing in his word, you must believe the messenger. See, the word came. Jesus came to deliver the word. You got to believe the messenger. If you don't believe the messenger, you can't believe the word. Because if I come tell you something, and then you look at me and you don't like me, you're not going to believe what I say. You're just going to look at me and it's going to roll right off your back. So you got to believe the messenger, and you have to read the word constantly to renew your mind. And then once you've changed your mind, then you have to change your ways. You have to adapt to what God actually said. You have to become a doer of the word. In other words, you must become what he said. So mothers, when you get the understanding of God's word, it is your responsibility to teach his word and his understanding of his word that you've gotten to your children. Because you'll never know when your child may need to call on or to trust in God. And you need to prepare them. Just like you prepare them, you want them to go to school every day, you got to go to school. You got to get an education. Okay, what about the education of God? What about how to live? They have the education, school education, to teach them how to read and write and to be literate. But how will they learn to live if they don't know what life God has sent them here to live, and that they don't know the life that he prepared for them? They won't know that, mother, until you teach them. And if you don't know it, you can't teach them. You can't teach what you don't know. So now I'm going to go back here and I'm going to open this up. Cynthia?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Frida, I'm going to open your mic up too. Okay, go ahead, Cynthia.
Thank you.
Last week we were talking. I want you to briefly, because we may have some people on that didn't get all of it, but I need us to do it in a capsule of time. If you hear me say we got to wrap it up, then that means we're coming very close to wrapping.
Okay.
So I want you to kind of briefly go over it, and then we're going to go into a little discussion about it so that everybody can catch up from last week.
Okay. Basically, guys, I was sharing with the audience that my son Keith found himself homeless at a period when he graduated from college, and he moved to New York right after he graduated. And I, as a mother, you know, I'm guilty of that. You need to go off. As soon as they got out, I gave them 6 weeks to leave home, to go off and become all that God has created them to be, because I told them they can't become men under me. And so I set them off, and I did not know that my son struggled with homeless, who ended up being homeless in New York for a hot minute. And he was sharing with me, and I did not know it until he got home a year later. And one night we were talking, and he said, "Mom, you didn't even know that I was homeless in New York." I'm like, "How would I know if you didn't tell me?" But he said the day that he found himself homeless, it was the same day that Sandy Hook killing of the 21 babies, the kindergartens and first graders, that incident happened. And he said the day before he ended up being homeless, he had downloaded, you were talking about music this morning, so this brings this in. He said he had downloaded some gospel music. And he said he was walking through the streets of New York in tears because he had never been homeless. He didn't know what to do. He didn't know a whole lot. He knew some people in New York because a lot of his colleagues from college and stuff were dwelling in New York. And he made some phone calls to Noah Bell. Nobody was available to help him. How he ended up homeless was there was a gentleman that he was living with, but he traveled a lot. They had a pit bull, and the people in the building was afraid of the dog, so they ended up signing a petition, and they ended up evicting them as a result of this animal. And so the sheriff office showed up that morning, he said, and they didn't even allow him to pack his stuff. They told him he had to get a bag and get out. And so in the interim of packing his bag, he called his mentor, and his mentor gave him some advice. He said, "Open up one of the windows," and he said, "Unlock one of the windows." And so he said he's going through New York, and he happened to stumble upon a sign that says Triumph. And he said that just brought him back to some of the things that I had taught him, that God always knows. And so all of the years that I insisted that they go to church, mother. Sometimes they would sit there sleeping. Of course, I would pinch them to wake them up because I wanted them to hear. And then, but all of the things that I had instilled in him came into play that day when he found himself homeless. Because you have to be paying attention to God's signs. He could have just saw that sign and kept it moving and not even made it relevant to what he was going through. Mm-hmm. And so I knew that I, based on this story, that I had done what I needed to do to instill and make insist, not insist, but to make sure that he had the faith he needed to go through that particular day. And despite the fact that he walked through New York in tears, not knowing what to do, and that night he ended up sneaking back into the apartment just to have somewhere to sleep. And he said he didn't sleep well because, you know, he could have went to jail because he had broken into an apartment that he was put out of by the sheriff's office. And so he said the very next day, though, he got a call from one of his friends that said that he can bunk with them for a while. But the point is that he had enough faith to pay attention to the signs. And he said he sat there and he was eating in the place where he sat to find something to eat because he was tired of walking. And that's when the news came on with the Sandy Hook event, and he said he paid attention to that, and he said, you know what? What I'm going through is nothing in comparison to the people who've lost their babies. These babies haven't even had a chance to error or do anything wrong, and here I am whining about being homeless. These babies will never have a chance to be homeless. This experience, and I just thought, wow. It was just interesting to know that he got it. He got the faith, but if I had not been the mother that I am and the person to believe God, I would not have insisted that he go to church, hear the word, so he could have this experience and be able to stand in the experience. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Absolutely.
And the key that comes to mind to me is that, you know, had you not planted those seeds, he could not have made gotten the harvest. See, it was harvest time. Whenever it comes back up, that seed was planted there, and when he saw those signs and the things, and I know you do a lot of talking to him because I know you personally, and having conversations, because Keith is so deep, and he's always been deep as a all I've known, you know, you really talk to Keith, you got to be ready. So he's very wise, both of your sons are. But I've spent more time talking to Keith, and I understand he processed that, and it came back up, and he harvested on that. He remembered what you said, and he knew he could trust God because you had taught him that. And this is the point I'm trying to make to mothers today, is that just you got something in your child that child can hold on to. The one thing that my mother put in me was that no matter what happens, someone's moving around, it's coming across the radio. No matter what happens, I'm an only child. She said, no matter what happened is that you have to know that you can always trust God. God is always going to be there for you, and whenever you need something, just call on the name of Jesus. How many times have I gone there? How many times? Because it would come in my mind. My mom said, just call the name of Jesus. Sometimes I go, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And she, whatever's on you will lift. You've got to plant those pearls of wisdom in your children. Okay, Preeti, you want to comment on that? Then we'll be ready to wrap up.
Yes, I do. I wrote down the same thing that you had mentioned, the plants of seeds, the seeds that was planted, that he didn't crumble. And then I remember you mentioning a couple of months ago about how many thousands of snapshots from a child to your adult, how many images and everything that they see. So he had to see his mother and his father having snapshots of strength. He had to see at some point when there might have been times where maybe things were a little, not level, how he saw his mother, Cynthia, how she handled it. That's another thing, too, because she had the word of God, but also her lifestyle.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
That's it in a nutshell, right there.
Yeah, it's a dual. It's both. It's both. It's the environment as to what you see. Because I say that because even with the students that I work with, one of them has a tendency, and they follow each other, that if we're playing a game, it might be sports, he will go off and just sit down. And his goal is to be an NBA player. So I said, okay, well, let me mention this to you. So what are you going to do when you miss a shot or if things don't go your way? What are you just going to say? I'm just going to take a seat on a bench and be defeated? So I'm keep talking to them about perseverance, even though things may not be the outcome that you expect. One other thing, and then I'm gonna close. I had no idea that Cynthia had mentioned this because I got disconnected at 10:30. I texted both, and I said that I thought that they were disconnected as well, and I found out later that they weren't. I saw a video last week. It was on Juice TV, TBN, and it was a person, a powerful video about the homeless. I can remember just a few couple phrases that he said. It was so much friction in his kitchen, talking about his home environment. He said, I wish I can make an amends. It was poor raining, and it was really dark. It was the most powerful video that I've seen. And then the area or the church that we're going to do our conference, they converted our entire classrooms for 1 week. They do it on a quarterly basis for the homeless. So Monday, when I walked into the room that I normally am, I found a bed, I found Pampers. I mean, just a person's room was transformed from the classroom to a room, and I had an opportunity to actually see the young lady. It looks to be 21 or 22 with a two-month-old baby. She had no place to go, homeless. So parents.
Wow.
Yes, and I saw a lot of majority of the people that were in there, they were in their 20s because they were preparing a meal as we were doing our sessions. And the parents, let's get it together.
Yeah, we got to wrap this up. Boy, these short sessions, we realize now we definitely need our hour, don't we?
Yes.
They go by so fast. I said, well, that taught me this. We can do them on the Saturdays that we are doing workshops. And so many things are happening. I just want to thank the audience out there for being our friends and our partners with joining us on Saturday mornings. We've got some exciting news coming up. I just can't wait to share it with you. Just hang in there. Some things are going to be great for even our audience to participate in. And as we move on this campaign, the Mother and Daughter Love Conference, this Friday and Saturday, the 21st and the 22nd, I'm asking everybody, you know, Orlando, it's in Opaca, but just know that Opaca is just only 20 minutes from Orlando. So it's the thing that you can do. The address is 207 Cimarron Commercial Plaza. That's Cimarron Commercial Plaza in Opaca, Florida, 32703. If you need some more information, you can email me at drbessie1, DRBESSIE, @gmail.com. Thank you so very much. We'll see you next Saturday morning. It'll be the last of for a while, our short sessions, and then we'll resume back to our hours so we can get into detail. Thank you, Cynthia, for sharing that story. It was awesome.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I know they got something from that because it just moved me, and we appreciate it. Hold on, I'll be right back.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Okay, that's our show. We'll see you next Saturday at 10 a.m. Have a blessed week. And remember, have faith in God and teach that to your children. Goodbye.